One of the first bills introduced on behalf of Governor Jim Justice is one aimed at organizing the number of state-owned vehicles. The governor's version of this bill, House Bill 2492, was introduced in the House of Delegates last week and referred to the Committee on Government Organization. But lawmakers in that committee took up a different yet similar bill drafted by members in the House. Members in the House Government Organization Committee took up a single bill Wednesday morning, House Bill 2004, to create and maintain a centralized state vehicle inventory system. Under the bill, the data and information regarding state vehicles would be housed in the current Fleet Management Office and would distinguish state, county, and city vehicles with different color plates, much like the system West Virginia has in place today. The problem is that system hasn't been working the way it's intended to. Republican Delegate Pat McGeehan of Hancock County Adam Fridley from the Legislative Auditor's Office.
How many cars, how many vehicles in total does the state government own?
In earnest, no idea. When we conducted the audit, we got three data sets. We got from BREM, we got from the Division of Motor Vehicles, and we got from Fleet Management Office. The numbers range from 7,600 to 12,600.
7,600 to 12,600?
Yes, sir. Now, the Division of Motor Vehicles included all green license plates. That was 10,504 vehicles. Not all of those are state cars, but the data sets did have fairly significant discrepancies.
Those green license plates are how state vehicles are identified. But the problem is organizations that are considered quasi-state agencies, such as community senior centers or public service districts, also get green plates even though the state doesn't technically own them. House Government Organization Chair Gary Howell is the bill's lead sponsor.
When the state can't answer a question of a $200 million plus asset, how much it's actually there, we got a problem, so we started looking into it. And for the past roughly 10 months, we've been working on this with Fleet, DMV, and BREM, trying to come up with a solution.
Howell says he and other members have also worked closely with the governor's office in drafting his version of the bill. He says the state hasn't been tracking the vehicles very closely, and considering the state's budget crisis, Howell says reorganizing the system, or essentially starting the count from scratch, will help.
It won't help the budget this year, but next year, we can, once we get a number, we're going to be able to look at this and say, here's some serious cost savings. I expect to save tens of millions of dollars in the subsequent years by getting control of the fleet.
Bob Ashley, who was previously a member of both the House of Delegates and State Senate, is now the governor's legislative director. He says having so many quasi-state agencies with green-plated vehicles has posed a real problem that he says is addressed in another version of the bill presented by the governor. That bill would also create a new vehicle registry and change the plates issued to non-state agencies.
If you're a state vehicle, you're a green and white license. If you're a quasi-state vehicle, you're a black and white license, and the people will know the difference on the road.
The two versions of the bill from Delegate Howell and from Governor Justice are very similar, but the committee voted to advance the legislature's version of the bill. Ashley says creating a reliable tracking system for state vehicles will save West Virginia taxpayers money.
We're going to run more efficiently. The vehicles, fleet management will keep an eye, and they do, but they will have increased to look at the gasoline, the usage, the wear and tear, when the vehicle's been serviced. They will also have a better maintenance program for all the vehicles. It is really tightening up to make certain for the taxpayer that what vehicles are owned by the state will in fact be taken care of and recognized by the state.
Five bills have been introduced on the governor's behalf so far this session, but Ashley says a total of 29 are expected. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick at the State House.